You know, I am adding this segment, this fifth segment, to this discussion after the fact. I had had a conversation with Dr. Bill Karp about nutrition, and for a variety of reasons, as I will mention a little later on, I did not respond to something that he said in response to something I said about meats on Thanksgiving Day. And so just so that it would be clear as to what I was really wanting to get across, I have included this segment to my interview with Dr. Karp after the fact. This is a discussion that I had one Tuesday after I had returned, after I'd been gone for a couple of weeks, and just had the first opportunity to come back on the air and revisit that discussion. And so so that anyone who may be hearing the entire interview that I had with Dr. Karp, you'll also get a chance by listening online to my response to what he said about the meats on Thanksgiving. So here it is. You know, I want to go back to a conversation that I had with Dr. Karp a few weeks ago. You know, he joined me to talk about, Dr. Bill Karp, he joined me to talk about nutrition. And our focus wasn't sports nutrition. I remember Kate Davis, who is a sports nutrition expert, talked with us about sports nutrition, particularly as it pertains to looking out for our child athletes. Dr. Karp and I just spoke about nutrition in general on that Thursday. And there's one part of that discussion that I want us to go back to. It has to do with when we were talking about those holiday meals. And I was pointing out that it had been said for some time that mayonnaise was causing people to get sick on Thanksgiving Day in particular. And that as time went on, they began to discover that mayonnaise had not been the problem. It was the meat. And I was getting ready to recount what the scientists have said. It is about the meat that had been causing people problems when Dr. Karp decided to come on in with his comments. And he said, I'm not going to let you get by with that, Carl. And he started talking about what the real problem was. And he said the problem was not the meat. He said that the problem is people eat so much on Thanksgiving Day that for some people, that day pushes their bodies over the edge, because many of them, he said, have been overeating throughout the year. And then they overeat so much on Thanksgiving Day, and he said on Christmas too, but especially Thanksgiving Day, that it pushes their bodies over the edge. And that is the single day that people have the most heart attacks in the year, particularly that which is related to food, that which is food related. And as he was talking about that, I just began to envision people going to the table for the third time, for the fourth time, for the fifth time, 2, 3, 4 hours later, after having that first helping, going back 3 hours later. And I just envisioned people with these nice, long, sharp knives cutting off that eighth piece of ham for the day. And don't get me wrong, nothing against ham. I really like ham. And sometimes just my preference really and truly for some of these holiday meals, I know a lot of people like turkey. My preference is that since if we're going to have more than one meat, I'd like to have turkey and have ham. So I'm not, you know, saying anything negative about the ham. I just in my mind, I just see more fat on ham than on turkey. And that's why I say, you know, I just envision people going back for the eighth time, getting their fifth piece of ham, nice big chunk of ham, maybe some turkey on the side and whatever else they're eating, maybe a nice big helping of macaroni and cheese, their fourth or fifth helping. And I was just envisioning people just really, really stuffing themselves with mucho fat. I mean, calories are calories. And we already know that too much of anything is not good for us, even when the food itself is a healthy type of food. Too much is too much. But we know that on Thanksgiving, very often we have a lot of food that is healthy and a lot of food that is unhealthy. And I was just envisioning people just really gorging themselves on that food. And I got so caught up thinking about, imagining, envisioning what some people probably do on Thanksgiving Day that I forgot to return to my point about the meat being the problem when it comes to not just heart attacks, because I really wasn't talking about heart attacks. Dr. Karp talked about heart attacks, but when I talked about getting sick, people getting sick, I wasn't referring to heart attacks at all. I was referring to the bacterial types of sickness, the bacterial caused sickness and not heart attacks. And I want to bring that up now because I really want you all to know that it really is true what you've been reading and hearing from the nutritional scientists, the experts for years, the last several years, is true. They're right. When we cook our meats, the meats need to be prepared, cooked, baked at the right temperature to kill the bacteria so that when we eat the meat, we're not eating bacteria with it. And that said, and this is why I said that the experts have discovered that the problem was the meat. They were thinking that people eating mayonnaise was causing the sickness when it comes to bacteria. And then they found out that meat was causing problems. Why? Because even though many people were cooking the meat at the right temperature and getting rid of the bacteria, they were not keeping the bacteria out. You know how we often do it? We cook our foods and we leave that food out all day. Some of the foods we can get away with that, but other foods we can't get away with that, particularly meats. Meats need to be refrigerated after we have finished our first round. And when I say the first round, people fill their plates up. 12 minutes later, they go get another carving of turkey, another carving of ham, some more string beans, whatever they're getting. And so they get that second helping, that third helping, and they're done for a while. That's what I mean by the first round. We finish that first round, and for some people, I know all you're going to get is that one helping because you can't eat anymore and don't really want to eat anymore on Thanksgiving Day than you would typically eat just because it's Thanksgiving Day. You eat the way you normally eat. I dig it. I'm with you on that. But I'm just saying, we finished that first round and we leave the food out. And so when people go ahead and go back 2 hours later, they're cutting off a slice of meat that's been sitting out in the open for about 3 hours, because it's been sitting out even before we cut the first slice. 3 hours, the meat's been sitting out, growing bacteria. And people just cut off that next slice, and many, I'll say, will eat it at room temperature. They won't heat the meat up. But remember what we're supposed to do when we eat the meat again. We're supposed to heat it again to room temperature to kill the bacteria. The bacteria can start back growing when we have that meat sitting out. So what do the experts recommend? They recommend that when we finish that first round, put food in the refrigerator. And then when we get it out, properly heat it again. So that any bacteria that may have started to grow on that meat will be killed again and will be eating safely. So that's what I was getting to when I said the experts, the scientists discovered that the meat was the problem. The meat in and of itself, of course not. The bacteria on the meat, technically. But the bacteria was on the meat. You eat the meat, you eat the bacteria that's on the meat. And so I just wanted to remind you. I wanted to bring that back up again. Because, again, I got so lost in my envisionings, my imaginings, seeing these people rushed off to the hospital because they ate too much on Thanksgiving Day, that I forgot to get back to my point. But I didn't want to just leave it. It hit me later that day. Oh, I forgot to get back to my point about the meat so that I could point out the issues with bacteria on the meat. So be sure, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's Thanksgiving Day, whatever day of the week it is, whatever day of the year it is, when it comes to meats, heat them properly when you're cooking them, whether baking or whatever. First round is over, go ahead and put them in the fridge. I know for the most part, we're not going to be leaving the meats out 3 and 4 hours on a typical day. We tend to leave the food out longer on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, because especially Thanksgiving Day, where it's understood that we're going to be, a lot of people are going to be eating all day. Of course, you have people coming by to visit, and the food's going to be ready. Well, nothing wrong with heating it up. So go ahead and refrigerate that meat to keep it safe.